This is Cal.
Hi, Cal. It's Laura with Local Splash. Did you just try calling me?
I tried calling, yes.
You know what's so funny? I was literally about to call you at the same time, and I saw the same number. It was just so weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, how are you?
I am good. I'm good. I think we're ready to go ahead. I think we're going to try it. You guys, some of these other companies have talked about doing like Google Ads and Facebook Ads and doing some on the marketing. Is that something you guys mm-hmm. offer as well? And if so, how much? And what can you tell me about that?
Yes. So we, on the package that I went over with you, that includes Facebook Ads. But it doesn't include Google Ads. So I personally don't really like Google Ads. I don't see it being very successful, too much.
Yeah, they get 500 for every 500 I spend already. So, how's the Facebook ads work? I've done those before, and I used to have a lot of success with them, but I had a form that the customers would fill out, hyperlink them to the landing page of my website, and then I'd get the pole barns. So hoping something similar to that for Facebook, to where I'm actually getting, you know, email notifications with customers wanting bids.
Yes, you kind of cut off a little bit. Sorry. So I just want to make sure that I understand correctly. Can you repeat what you said one more time? It cut off like 2-3 times.
Okay. Let's see if I can get my Wi-Fi back on. Maybe this will help. So I have, hang on here. I got another call coming in.
No worries.
But anyways, my Facebook was linked to my website. I put a hyperlink to my website, and my website, I'd have a form in there where customers could request a free quote. They'd put in all the parameters, things they want. It would kick out a quote, but it also send me their information. And then I'd have a warm lead already coming straight to my email. I contact them. And, you know, we had a real high success rate with that. So that's kind of what I envisioned from Facebook, something maybe taking to the website, unless Facebook can, you know, have some kind of form on there where I can get their information. My experience is if you just have customers, if you leave your number there, rarely will they reach out and call you. You almost have to bait them in somehow.
Okay.
The form or anyway, that's something I'd like to work on.
Yes. Okay. So, I would need to get with, I need to actually ask if that is, something we could do. I don't see why we wouldn't be able to do it.
It's not that hard. If I can do it, you guys can dang sure do it.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't see why we wouldn't be able to do it, because I know that many times when our customers have had, they've wanted to do certain type of marketing campaigns with their Facebook ads, we are able to do that. So I don't see why it would be a problem, but I definitely would want to, I would put in the notes as well just to make sure we can do that for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Other than that, I think that's all the questions I've had. I'm probably going to go ahead and give you guys a try and see how it works.
Okay. Let me send a message, though, first to my supervisor so I can get that answer for you while we process everything.
Okay. Back on speaker.
Okay. I'm going to wait for him to get back to me, and so far I will get your info while I get the answer to that. Again, I don't see why there would be any problem with that.
Okay.
All right. And Cal, for your first name, is it just C-A-L?
Nope, it's K-Y-L-E.
Okay. Oh, it's Kyle.
Kyle, yes.
I don't know where we got Cal from. I'm so sorry. Okay. And Kyle, what is your last name?
P-U-D-D-E-N.
Okay. And your email address?
kmpquality@gmail.
Okay. Okay, I got something wrong. Oh, that's what I did wrong. Okay, and this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 2377, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yeah, for now. That's the way I want it done.
Okay. And for company name, I have it as 5 words, which is KMP space quality space buildings space and space fence.
Yeah, we're going to
take. I'm sorry. I think you cut off again.
Yeah, we're just going to do the KMP quality fence.
Okay. Got it.
We're taking the building off of that. It's one, it's too long, and two, it's not our core business right now.
Okay. KMP quality fence, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay. And KMP, those three letters capitalized, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Google is, hold on 1 second. Okay, so you have the Google Business Profile already, which is good.
I have both. I think I have 2 pages. I think there is a KMP quality buildings and fence, and I think there's also a KMP quality fence. So it's up to you on how we want to do that. I'm leaning more towards just using the fence.
Do you have access to both of them?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not even sure about the fence one. I just created it because I didn't think I had access to the buildings, but then I found out I did. So long story short, I think I have 2.
Okay. I'm writing it on the notes. So the account manager is the one who's going to actually take care of all of that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. An address that I have, and you let me know if you want it to be hidden on the Google Business Profile, is 3126 East 161 Street.
Yes.
And it says South 6B, Oklahoma 74008.
Yeah, let's hide that address.
Okay.
We could even just say Bixby, Oklahoma, that'd be fine, or serving the Tulsa area or however you want to do that, but I don't want our physical address on there.
Okay.
Not yet. I may change that. We're looking to buy a lot somewhere. If we do, then I'll use that as our location.
Okay. And my supervisor did just get back to me. He said, yes, we have the availability to do that. So I'm also, for a Facebook ad, I'm also going to put that in the notes so the account manager sets up the campaign correctly. So let me make sure I get this notated correctly. So for Facebook ads, you want, instead of the click-to-call feature, you want it to be a click to do basically like an interest form, to fill out an interest form for you to call?
Basically, yes. I'd like for them to fill out their name and email address for a quick free quote or something to that effect. We may even have, like for my barn business, it would actually kick out a quote to the customer. But I don't want to do that for fences, but I'm just saying it.
Okay.
I want them to be able to input their name and address, what they want, and then we can contact them.
Okay.
Name, address, email address, and phone number, probably four inputs, and then a comment section. Maybe some buttons that say, hey, normal privacy fence, give me some three or four fence options, and then the other.
Okay. So interest
really
form, you want it to contain their name, address,
email and phone number.
Email, phone number, and comment.
Basically I want them, it would be nice if they had some kind of ability to select what kind of fence they want. Just like a radio button or whatever. So they can click on three or four different fence types. And I can specify those now, or I can work with the programmer later.
Okay. No, well, I'm just writing the basic notes. The account manager is going to know more into detail about how to actually do that. So I'm going to let them decide more on that, how to go forward with that one. But I put down the basic information so they know what they're going into. Okay. Now for people authorized on your account, is it only going to be you, or do you want to add anybody else?
I'm going to add one person. I have an admin.
Okay.
Her name is Kat,
and
C-A-T.
And what's your last name?
H-E-A-R-N, Hearn.
Okay. Okay, and let me see here. Okay, now, services that you offer, what's going to happen is my onboarding team is going to research your area, let you know what keywords are searched the most. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
You want to know that now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Fences in general, new fences, fence repairs, commercial, residential, temporary fence, privacy fence, wood fence, chain fence.
Did you say chain link fence?
Or it's chain link. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Metal fences, steel fences, aluminum fences, barbed wire fences, vinyl fences, ranch style fences. And I think that's a pretty good list there. There's probably more, but for now that's adequate.
Okay. I'm gonna repeat everything,
gates.
Let me know.
Gate.
Oh, gates, okay.
Gate openers, gate repair, gate insulation. Oh, pool fences.
Okay, I'm going to repeat everything. Let me know if I missed anything.
Okay.
Fences, new fences, fence repair, commercial and residential, temporary fence, privacy fence, wood fence, chain link fence, metal fences, steel fence, aluminum fences, barbed wire fences, vinyl fences, ranch style fences, gate opener, gate repair, gate installation, and pool fences.
Let's add iron fences as well. Or wrought iron fences.
Wrought iron fences?
W-R-O-U-G-H-T. Wrought iron is what they call it.
Okay. Okay.
But that may not be a key word. A lot of people just call them steel, but...
Yeah, they're going to know when they do the research, they'll tell you so you can decide which words are going to be the best ones to pick.
Yeah, whichever makes me the most money.
Exactly. All right. And now your onboarding call, it's approximately 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. And they call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like on Monday, Tuesday, or even Wednesday if need be?
Let's do Monday afternoon.
Okay. Let me take a look at my schedule. Monday afternoon. Give me 1 second. Okay, give me a second. Let's see. Okay, so for Monday afternoon, I have available, you're 2 hours ahead of us. So we can do, is between 4 to 5 okay for you?
Sure.
Okay. So 4 to 5. Okay. Okay. I'll email you out the Google invite as well when we're done off the phone.
Okay.
Now. You have the Google Business Profile, which we're going to figure that one out. Now, I don't remember if you, oh, obviously, you have a business Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you can just have that URL, or if you need help with it when it comes to the onboarding call, we can help you out with that. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Now, I'm on the Google Business Profile right now, and I'm trying to open up the website that you have on there. Is that no longer working? Oh, it is. Okay. But we're making you one, right?
A website?
Uh-huh.
That is up to you. I have one. It works. I actually got a lead off of it, coincidentally, this week, so not broken completely. But it's very rudimentary. It's more structured for the building side. So it may be better that we create a new website. So,
Okay. Let's do it. We'll do a new website because, the website that I sent you a sample of what it looks like as well. So it would be perfect for that end. Okay. All right, and now for your website, you have an option. Everything I'm going to go over is included. There's no extra cost. Now, you have an option for payment integration, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. It is going to be a secure website as well. Would you like to add that feature?
Repeat that. We were cutting out.
Uh-huh. It's a payment integration, so since it's a secure website, it gives the option of your clients to pay for your services on your website.
It depends on the cost structure. I mean,
it's
right
included.
Now, okay. Sure, if there's no cost associated with it.
Yeah, there's no – everything I'm going to go over right now is your options. There's no extra cost.
So the customers can go on there on my website and pay, and it'll be routed to my bank or wherever I specify, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That works.
Yeah.
Save me some-
Okay. Cool. Now, the website that you have now, do you own the domain or no?
I think I do. I pay for it. Does that mean I own it?
Not necessarily, because you can pay for the actual service, not necessarily the domain. The domain, typically you pay for it just once and you own it.
Oops, you cut out again.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I do now.
My signal's okay. Not great.
Let me do this. I'm going to have the onboarding team figure out if the domain is yours or not. Typically, okay. When it's your domain, you pay one price for it, and you get to keep the domain.
I think it's my domain, but I'm not certain.
Okay. I'm putting it down on the notes anyways. And I'm putting the website, too, so they'll take a look at it. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the next feature is a call tracking feature. This is a number that we will provide you. That's the number that your clients would call you, but the calls still go directly to you. Now, people like to add this feature because it records all of your phone calls. And also, it does reduce spam calls because there is a little voice thing at the beginning that says, thank you for calling KMP Quality Fences. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. So it's up to you if you would like to add that feature.
And that would be to my phone for inbound calls?
Correct. They still go to you. It's just a different number that they call.
I think I will. I may want to get I'm using this for both personal and business. I may have to switch and get a personal phone separately. Because I don't want my friends having to call the fence company, you know, or my family.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that would mean I'd have to tell everybody my new phone number. For mm-hmm. now, really cool. I'd like to do that. But for now, let's hold off. I can always flip the switch later, right?
Correct. You can always change it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll put down maybe later. And the app, I always include the app. That's the dashboard that tracks everything, and it gives you access to everything, your website as well. So I'll include that one also. Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Probably you can't do a combination of all those. No?
I can. I can also do a mile radius if it's better.
That's kind of what I want for now.
Oh.
At 50
okay.
mile radius, 74008 would be fine.
One more time with the zip code.
74008.
Okay. All right. And for your hours of operation on your Google Business profile, I show Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Do you still want to keep that?
No, I want to take a Saturday off, probably do 8 to 12 on Saturday.
Okay. All right, and then Monday through Friday is still okay, 8 to 6, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
It's both. Now, the company name, this is a DBA, so I have an LLC, and then this is a DBA under the LLC, so the LLC name is on the card.
As long as it has your name, I don't actually have to put the company name, so that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Now, the name on the card, is there a middle initial on there?
I need to go get it. 1 second.
Okay.
I think I've got it outside.
Now, while you get that, now, you're going to have a security question. Every time that we call you, we ask you the security question. And it's to make sure that you know it's us calling you, not some random company. So you can pick from 3 different questions. You have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do first pet. That's fine.
Okay. And what is their name?
Huncy.
Huntsy.
Correct.
Okay. And the card that you're going to use is the billing, the 3126 East? 161 yes. Street? Okay.
Right. And no middle initial on the card. It's just Kyle Putnam.
Okay. All right, perfect. And what type of card is it?
It is a, I believe it's a MasterCard.
Does it start with a 5?
Yep.
Yep, it's a MasterCard then. Okay. And I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
Okay, 5589, 5898, 0756, 4521.
And expiration?
9 of 27.
And security code?
147.
Okay. I'm going to go through the voice verification. It's on a recorded line. It's going to outline our service agreement, and then you're going to receive everything in writing as soon as I charge your card. So if you have any questions about what I go over, you want me to clear something up, just let me know so I can do it. The first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
KMP Quality Fence.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Kyle Cooden, owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. This is why we will ask you that security question every time we call. We're also going to be calling you from that 877 number, the one I gave you, so just save that number. It's the number we're going to call you from. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today on the 27th in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement automatically renews each 27th of every month in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can process everything. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're going to be receiving text messages and emails very shortly. And we're pretty much about to be done. Alrighty. The last thing I'm going to send over to you is going to be the terms and conditions, which also goes over in writing exactly what we said we're going to do for you. Okay, I'm going to text it over to you right now. All you got to do is open up the link.
Okay.
Now, the terms and conditions, it goes over, oh, wow. Actually, hold on. I think this is going to have to be resent to you because it's not. Give me a second. I'm going to have to resend that to you because it's on IT side when this happens.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Okay. all right. So, anyways. The terms and conditions, I'm going to have to resend them to you as soon as I have IT fix that. Regardless, I'm already processing everything. I'm going to send you out an email. It's going to be, with the Google invitation for your phone call on Monday. If you need to change the time or reschedule or anything along those lines, you can call me, email me, text me, and we can always reschedule those. I'm going to call you again as long as my, because we're going to be getting out of here soon. If my IT guy can fix it today, I'll give you a call and send them over to you so you can just, look at that. If he can't make it happen, we'll do it on Monday. That's not a problem. And I'm going to text you over a YouTube video as well that explains the dashboard that you're going to receive and how to, it actually says, it says it's working. Maybe it's on my end. Did you try to open the link by any chance?
I did.
And did it open it up?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it's just on my end. I don't know why it's not doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should be.
Sorry,
okay,
go ahead.
I don't know if it verified everything or not. My phone's blown up.
Okay.
And stuff. I'm still kidding.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. That does happen. If you were able to open up the terms and conditions, then yeah, if you did do it. Okay. Okay. I don't know why it's not doing it on my end. That's super weird. Anyways, that's already done taking care of, which is good. I'm going to send you over that YouTube video, which is going to be the dashboard. Take a look at it as soon as you have a chance. And that's about it. Do you have any questions for me?
I believe that's all. I'm going to certainly dig in and look at this. I'm hoping it'll increase our business.
It definitely will. I'm very excited for you. And we're going to still keep in contact. I'm point of contact. Any changes or any type of concerns, you can always call me. Okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much, Kyle. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.